College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live on Radio Row in New Orleans, brought to you by Stella Artois. Hopefully you've seen the bottles around. I know Chiafalo had the shirt on yesterday. You've seen the hats everywhere. So thank you very much to Stella for making this happen. And we are at the Super Bowl, so it's time for our very first serving this year of Super Bowl stew. Are you guys ready?
Super Bowl stew. I like it, Kevin. Now, although we are in New Orleans, gumbo and jambalaya. I know you don't know the difference.
I do not.
Big game bowl. Yeah, all right. Super Bowl stew's fine. Let's go.
They're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like big game bowl should be reserved for G-Bag, probably. So, great news on the NFL front. They solved racism for the first time since 2021.
That's a great team.
They will not put the phrase "end racism" in the end zone. So, Corey,
because they've solved it.
I assume.
We did it!
Yeah! Instead.
What are we doing here?
It's going to go choose love, and it takes all of us. So, what do you think about those slogans? And do you think they solved harmless. The problem? And that's why they felt okay, comfortable moving on.
Or maybe they just said, "Hey, let's refresh, let's reboot just a little bit."
Okay.
I think those two terms are harmless. I thought "end racism" was harmless too.
Like, sure.
It doesn't affect me.
I agree.
It doesn't affect my game at all, and it doesn't turn me off from watching the game. Actually, it's pretty cool that they put some thought into it and use parts of the field for other reasons, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah, as long as there are things like that that you're like, sure, I feel like we should all be able to get on board with that.
Mm-hmm. Instead of like more toxins in the air, you know, like that would be
that
something
is controversial.
That we'd be like, hey, maybe not.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of the Super Bowl, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is scheduled to be at the Super Bowl. He will be the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl.
So
he's older?
Because he didn't want to stand in the game?
No, that means he's currently in office. No, don't shake your head yes at that, Carter. He'll be sitting down because he's not at Kyle Field. He'll be the first current president, if that makes it easier for you, attend the Super Bowl.
Like in the ocean.
He's going to be the first current president to ever watch a Super Bowl at the game?
Yes. To be at...
Mike nailed it.
So Washington didn't want to do it his first 4 years?
Well, they didn't have the Super Bowl then.
Yes.
Lincoln?
No. He was going to go, but the week before.
Did he get shot in late December or early January?
I don't remember.
What about Taft?
Well, plus we didn't have the Super Bowl for 100 years after that.
You don't know that.
Yeah I do
you
know that.
You can't prove it.
I can 100% prove that.
What, with books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Books aren't real.
What does that mean?
I've watched people on YouTube tell me that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's birds, Mike. They're saying birds aren't real.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if the trump card to books is I watched this thing on YouTube. I don't know if that works.
Is he going to flip the coin or anything?
The same. Not that I'm aware of.
You know, if they asked him to, he'd be like, absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Now I'm going to get...
Would it be a specially made
he'd
coin?
Say, first off, on this side, my head. On the other side,
the Super
just
Dome's
me riding
really
eagle.
Old. Do they have screens in there to show replays?
They've updated it, Mike.
Oh, they have?
They've updated
the
stadium.
I thought it was maybe like Texas Stadium.
Oh, it's nice. It's nice.
So,
who's sweet
are they going to show Donald Trump on the screen at the game?
Probably.
Oh, what's the prop bet on that? Is it 2, 3, 4 times?
Or? You know what? I have not seen a prop bet on that yet. There's like a million Taylor Swift prop bets.
While you're eating your stew, are you going to cheer for him? For being at the game?
I don't usually cheer for people that pop up on the screen that aren't involved in the game.
If you're the president, do you have to wear a coat and tie to everything you go to? Can he just wear like a...
I'm pretty sure he can wear
whatever
he wants.
Obama would be like sitting there with his rolled up sleeves and no tie on. You know, like I've seen plenty of pictures like
that. Yeah, that's true. Like when did he go to like a Duke basketball game one
time?
Yeah,
I know he was hanging
out. Oh, Obama?
Yeah.
He ate lunch with Anthony Bourdain once in like Thailand or something like that.
He's not around anymore.
That's true. But I am kind of curious, is there a presidential suite just for him? Is it the owner's box?
I imagine he'd sit with the commissioner.
Do you think New Orleans is like crap? Like how you do have to do a lot more work when I played for the Nationals and
security
at the time, was it 2007? Bush was still there, right? Yeah, there's a lot that they have to go through to secure that stadium. I know they're doing a lot for the Super Bowl. I just wonder if they're like, it's fine because we're already doing this much.
Well, and they already upped it even more because of what happened on January 1st in New Orleans or overnight. And they've already upped their security per regular Super Bowl.
I have not been to Bourbon Street. Have you been?
Okay. First off, it's Gail Benson's suite, I was just told.
Oh, okay.
But yes, last night we went. It looks like they moved a lot of the stuff. The
barricades?
The stuff to commemorate, like for in memorial, down to the very edge. And there are a lot of people stopping and paying tribute there. But,
okay,
Mike, last night, every intersection on Bourbon Street, now they have posts up in there. And there are at least 4 security members, state troopers, fishing and gaming, police, but there's 4 for each at each corner. The security is insane. And all up Canal Street last night, it's just red and blue lights from all the people that are in the area. So I'm very fascinated by it, the amount of security we have around here right now.
Yeah. Man, here's a bananas stat for you. I will argue this is the most mind-boggling stat I've heard while here in New Orleans.
Mind boggles.
Are you ready? Tell me if this lives up to the hype.
Okay. Think about your mind and see if it boggles. Right here. Like after you say this. Not right now. It's not boggling yet.
Patrick Mahomes has a record of 39-20. That's a .661 winning percentage when trailing by at least 7 points in a game. That winning percentage, remember, when trailing by at least 7 points, is better than the actual winning percentage in their careers of Steve Young and John Elway and Aaron Rodgers and Johnny Unitas and Ben Roethlisberger, Bart Starr, Jim Kelly, Brett Favre, all of them.
Troy Aikman?
No.
You didn't say that.
Exactly.
Troy held the lead. People hated him for it.
he got the lead.
This is better than the winning percentage of all these people, period. In all of their games, Patrick Mahomes is better when he's like, I was losing by a touchdown.
And, I mean, think about, yes, he's the guy on the field making the play. He's got the coach making the right call, too. He knows exactly what his quarterback can do.
That's true.
And he's like, well, he can pretty much do everything. But he knows, I trust the guy that's on the field right now to make whatever play I pull from the sheet right now. And that combination of both of those. And then all those guys in front of him, the guys running downfield, all believe, my quarterback's going to make this play. All I got to do is my part. It sounds simple, but it's so complex at the same time. And that's why those guys, they boil it down to, let's just make the play.
Just like, so Philadelphia scores first. They score a touchdown. Hey, there's a two-thirds chance we lose.
So they shouldn't score.
I feel like you should still score despite that statistic, but that's got to overwhelm you pretty much.
Yeah, there's not a stat that makes you feel good about playing Patrick Mahomes.
There really isn't.
Unless, like they say, we're eliminating 3 of his starting offensive linemen for the Super Bowl. That would be the way.
Oh, I'd feel good about that.
I'd still be like,
I'm going to go a step further. This year's Cowboys team defeats the Chiefs if they only get to play with 2 offensive linemen.
I don't know.
I'll pick the Cowboys if they only can play with 8 players
on the
field on offense and only two, like you're eliminating 3 offensive
Cowboys.
Linemen.
I have no clue what this team, the Cowboys
minus,
team is.
Minus 5.5.
Over under. Half a sack for Mozzie Smith in that game.
I'll take the under. I will take the under. You're a jerk for asking that question. Corey's a jerk for not answering. Because
it's like what Sean Merriman said earlier. He's like, Patrick Mahomes irritates me in a backhanded compliment way.
Yeah. All right. So New Orleans has hosted more Super Bowls than every city except for Miami. There used to be a significantly tighter rotation. Feels like they used to go like three or four places, and they're like, nah, just go back.
Well,
the
then everybody started building new stadiums, you know,
exactly.
And that was the big factor was they were like, oh, I want to host the Super Bowl. I have to build a new stadium. Let me get this city to help us do this.
Yeah.
And so that helped happen. But, you know, New Orleans everybody I've asked that question to, they know it's built. They even say it, built to host. You know, you see that everywhere around here. The city's built for this thing. They know what they're doing, man.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. There'll be more Bowls of Stew throughout the week. Coming up next, though.
Bows.
Yes. I'll try to find a fun name for that. Former NFL All-Pro and
Who?
Dallas Cowboys cornerback.
I'm excited.
Pac-Man
Jones. Here we go.
We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan, hoping to talk with Pac-Man Jones in just a few minutes as we're live at Radio Row in New Orleans. Thank you as well to the Low T Center and Best Buy Windows and Siding. Hope you're watching those confessionals for making all of this happen. And of course, our presenting sponsor, Stella. Now, I got some more Super Bowl prop bets for you guys in the meantime, if you are prepared. This is another fun one. What will be the first penalty of the game?
I'm gonna say false start.
Okay.
Holding.
Holding's a good one.
Ooh, I'm gonna need more clarification. Offensive or defensive holding?
Offensive.
Okay, you guys are playing it safe. The top answer on the board, false start. 1.5 to 1
nerves.
Times your money.
Nerves, baby.
Next one, offensive holding. 2 to 1. If you think somehow roughing the passer could be it, 10 to 1 on your money. If you think somehow the first penalty of the game will be a face mask, 16 to 1 on your money.
That is
what if
tough.
It's punching a referee? It's never happened.
Who would be the first candidate?
Orlando Brown.
Okay.
Remember when I think he got a flag thrown in his eye?
Yeah, I do remember that. Offside, by the way, 5 to 1. And you know what? Since you just asked that, do you think someone will punch the referee? Because if you think someone will get ejected from the game, for whatever reason, 10 to 1 on your money.
And you think that punching a referee will get you ejected?
I feel pretty confident in that.
Wow. What kind of freedom is that in the sport?
Okay, well, don't you think that's going to happen?
A guy punching
a
referee?
No, I'm saying if they punched a referee, don't you think they would get ejected?
If it was Patrick Mahomes, no.
You know, if it's both.
I could see that.
If Boach walked out there and just jawed one of the umpires, I think they'd be like, you know what, Boach, we probably deserve that. You know, the respect we have for you, sir.
I feel like at this point, Boach's kind of handicap of jogging or walking fast, by the time he gets to the umpire, everybody's calmed down.
<They're> like, he's kind of said that before.
You know what? Maybe I overstepped my bounds, Boach. I'm sorry about that.
He's on his way out, and he just
I've
goes, you know what? I'm turning around
to think
going
about
back
it.
This is a long walk.
Do you guys believe that Jalen Hurts could throw for more than 300 yards in this game?
No.
I do, but I'm not betting on it.
What if I told you 7 to 1 on your money?
That's a bit. Dude, the Chiefs' defense is good.
Yeah, it's
like,
very good.
Their secondary is good, too, and their pass rush is good, which makes their secondary
better.
Here's
a weird one. If he does, the Eagles lose.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're
because
probably
they're trying
right
they're trying to
that.
Come back
yeah,
from a deficit, and they've stopped handing it off to Barkley.
I think
or
you're
they're kind of panicking. You know, like this is what I talk about with Kellen Moore. You get behind just a little bit, and you're like, I got to go score 7 points real fast. No, you just score the points. Work your way down there. Get the points the way you know how.
Now, I'll tell you, some of these are more long-shot bets. Xavier Worthy has more than 50 yards receiving in the first quarter.
Well, he could do that very easily on one play.
9.5 to 1 on your money.
But you're going up against some very talented secondary players in Darius Slay, Quinyon Mitchell, you got DeJean. Like, there's so many. I'm not betting on that. I'm not betting on a play like that happening immediately. He would have to get it on, like, a screen play.
Okay.
And bust it open.
I think for a guy like Worthy, gosh, he is such a home run hitter, but such a threat to make a big mistake, too.
I could see that.
And it's almost like I want to get the nerves out of that guy before I give him the put the ball in his hands.
Tell me what kind of odds you're thinking for this. Jalen Hurts makes the first down of the game. Now, that would have to be running or receiving. It doesn't count if he throws the pass.
Okay. Yeah. Because he could definitely be in a situation where he needs to tush push.
14-1 on your money. If you're looking for a long shot, that's a good one.
They have to get the ball first, right? Like, or you're hoping they get the ball first because Kansas City could do it. But that's a tough bet. I like the odds though.
All right, we're gonna go back to Xavier Worthy. Do you believe there's any chance Xavier Worthy could be the first player in the game to rush for 20 yards? Because they'll use them on that 30-1 on your money.
Because I was like, I get it. Because they do some sort of reverse play.
Yeah.
I get it. It's why it's 30-1. Because my answer is no. But whew, you're just saying, yeah, you want the odds of? I bet $5.
Exactly.
$150.
Yeah, I'll bet $5 on that.
30-1 are also the odds if you think Noah Gray will score the first touchdown of the game. I'm intrigued by this next one because they used him in...
What about John Gray?
I do not have odds for that. I would say
bet against it.
Yeah, whatever odds you want to set, go for it.
Yeah.
$10 million to 1.
What are the odds? Agreed.
I accept.
As long as you don't ask for backing statements, then sure, I can pay it off.
I'm going to find a way that guy Gray has a middle name of Jonathan. I'm going to be like, you owe me.
All right. So what are the what kind of odds would you want that Samaje Perine scores the last touchdown? Because remember, they deployed him at the end of the AFC Championship
game. I didn't even know he was on the team.
Yeah, and you're like, what the hell is this? 40-1.
Noah if Gray's middle name is Ryan, so sorry.
Yeah. Sorry if we let you down.
All right, the Samaje Perine's
scores the last touchdown.
I mean, it's not going to happen. That's why there's going to be like 50-1 odds on this.
Dude, 40-1.
You know, when you asked the question about Noah Gray, I started thinking, how many different players on the Chiefs alone do you think could score a touchdown in this game? Because they have, what, 4 tight ends you feel like they could do.
Oh, that's where Hopkins stamps his way
Juju
to the Hall of Fame.
Juju Smith-Schuster, Xavier Worthy, like the running
like
back.
Like at least 9,
yeah,
right?
So they just have different weapons to go to.
Well, that's what happens when you draft all these guys.
Well, nope.
No, they made a lot of moves to get these
people. I remember they drafted Juju. They drafted DeAndre Hopkins.
No, they didn't.
They drafted Samaje Perine.
No!
Somebody drafted them. Yes, those guys were drafted by a team.
All right, this is a long shot.
That's how you build a championship.
Jalen Hurts with the most passing yards. Dallas Goedert with the most receiving yards. And Kareem Hunt with the most rushing yards.
So that's the parlay
that's
that
the
I'm putting
parlay.
Together?
What kind of odds do you think it would take to make that happen?
12-1.
60-1.
I'll take the 60-1 odds there.
All right.
You're going to lose a lot of money. I guess that's the deal.
But if you make like $1 and $2 bets, it's not so bad.
Degenerate gamblers, they probably put like $5 on all of these just hoping one hits, I guess.
I could see that. So I wanted to throw out some of those prop bets right there. Right now, brought to you live on Radio Row in New Orleans, former NFL All-Pro. He was with the Cowboys. It is Pac-Man Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
It's good. I'm good. How are you?
Vibes are good in New Orleans.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Always are. Always are.
What's your favorite city in the United States?
Florida.
Did you say good Florida?
City. That's good. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one, too.
Any particular city in Florida?
No, he said city. Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. I like that. I like that a lot. Now, all right, man. I got
Florida. Oh, no. Fort Lauderdale.
We
questions are going to get harder.
That's
good.
That's good.
When we started radio and my co-host and I started radio, one of the first stories we got to report on was your quote, which I've always loved and we always ask. He called me Adam. Who is Adam? I still love that quote to this day. It is like one of my favorite things. Every time I hear it, I still say it to my kids all the time. You still use that with anybody? Or are you like, no, I'm going to go ahead and rock it now?
Yeah, who's Adam?
Yeah, okay, all right. I love it, man. I love it.
We had conversations about potentially bringing in Deion Sanders as the head coach of the Cowboys. I'm curious what kind of relationship you have with Deion Sanders, and more specifically, maybe that gift that he gave you back in the day that was kind of inspiring to you.
Yeah. I don't think Deion is going to be the coach of the Cowboys.
Well, I mean, he didn't get the job.
Right. No, yeah.
Yeah, so could it happen in the near future is what you're asking me?
No, no, I'm just saying, what's your relationship like with him and the gift box that he sent you, if you could tell us about that?
Oh, my relationship with Pop is, I mean, with Deion is like a big brother or father figure. And the box he just sent me was some new Deions and some shades, a helmet, all black. So you got to believe on them and
go.
Cool. That's pretty dope.
Do you like that slogan? You got to believe. Do you follow that?
Yeah, I like that for them.
Yeah. The when you were in the Cowboys organization, what was the vibe like working with Jerry Jones? I've always been curious, like the working relationship with that.
I was like one of his chosen ones. So
okay. So you felt pretty good around
it. It was pretty easy, yeah.
He was like, this guy's going to help us. Like, we know he can help us win.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's always a good relationship to have built there.
Yeah.
This game specifically, there's some talented receivers. Which one are you going to get into a fight with if you're covering them? A.J. Brown or Devontae? Juju?
I would say probably A.J. play hard.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
He played a little bit after the play, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that would be a good matchup.
Can you tell us about your Bet Online show, stuff that you've been doing post-playing career?
Yeah, shout out to my team at betonline.ag. My show is the Pac-Man Jones Show. My co-host is Evan. Talk about sports, culture, all sports, lacrosse, bowling,
really?
Baseball, basketball.
I think I've actually hockey. Seen that bowling conversation on TikTok before, yeah.
So we're pretty much into everything and just doing it our way, putting a little swag on it.
Now, I know Pat McAfee's down there just a little bit of a ways.
Yes.
That's the trajectory. That's the dream, right, to get to that level?
Yeah. I love being a part of Pat and the boys. But, yeah, that is the dream, is to one day at least be comparable or up under his umbrella or up under another umbrella with a big show. Definitely to go.
You talked about all the sports. Is there a sport that you like to talk about that maybe usually doesn't get very much love out there?
I love hockey. And
who's
I like,
your favorite
I like
team?
Football. Vegas Knights.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We've
had Stoner!
Okay.
See, I'm a stoner.
That is the problem, though. Matt Stone just took out one of our favorite players in Dallas.
Yeah, Miro Haskins.
Hey. Yeah, we got a big rivalry with Vegas.
Hey, y'all don't want no smoke with us.
I mean, we did beat y'all in both of those games last week.
Yeah, but we didn't worry about that. We in first place still.
Okay.
What are we talking about, Mike?
Hey, he had it.
That's fair.
What are we talking about, Mike? Right.
We're in a different division.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right, how are you feeling about this Super Bowl in terms of, it feels like a lot of people are like, I think the Eagles got the better team, but I'm picking the Chiefs. Like, where do you fall on this?
I don't know if you would say the Eagles have a better team.
You don't think all around they might?
No.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs wasn't healthy. They were healthy at the right time. Getting Checo, getting back in the backfield. Hunt been running crazy all year. Xavier Worthy is playing really good at the right time. They all healthy. Kelsey is Kelsey. You know, so you got to pick your poison this week, because I think, me personally, I think Xavier Worthy is going to be the
MVP.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
All those prop bets you were throwing out him early.
Just,
that's what I'm betting over on betonline.ag.
Okay, and where are there any other bets you want to tell us that you're thinking for this game?
I like the under.
Okay.
I like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs -1.5.
Okay, where does that put, let's say they win, let's say Brady's the MVP again. I know you said Xavier Worthy. If Brady got Super Bowl MVP again.
Yeah, Mahomes. This is going to be interesting.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes, I'm sorry.
I'm excited for, so Brady's going to win the MVP calling
Mahomes.
The game. Okay.
Is he going to jump over Brady on the GOAT list if Mahomes wins it again?
Well, Brady got 6, right?
7.
7. Well, you got to catch him.
Why do you think it's like that in football? Because in all the other sports, whoever has the most titles is not the best player. Bill Russell has the most NBA titles. Not very many people say he's the best.
But yeah, that's different, though, because that's a one-man sport. Like, it's not more of a team sport.
And that's why the Mavericks traded Luka, to make sure that they didn't have him anymore. It was great. That's awesome.
How the hell did we trade Luka?
They say he was smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And getting drunk. Yep. That's what the sources say.
I have heard that as well.
He was smoking Newports in the locker room.
I have heard that as well.
And had a Coke 45.
Uh-huh. Well, luckily, basketball is not really much of a cardio sport.
Yeah. If people want to catch your show, how can they catch it? How can they watch it?
All platforms. Just type it in, The Pac-Man Jones Show.
Okay.
And you can find me on everything. It's doing pretty good, man.
And we're going to find you here at the Super Bowl for years to come, right?
Oh, yeah.
Soon you're going to have your own big booth out there and everything, right?
I don't know if I'm going to be here all day with y'all.
Okay, wow.
This is a long day.
It is
long. It's a long day.
It's a long week.
And how many days y'all be here?
Four.
Till Friday, yeah.
I'll be here one day.
Okay.
That's the way to do
it. Just buy the spot and then... One day, we doing one whole day.
Okay.
I like it.
Hey, you got a better watch and better glasses than I have, so it's working.
You got something figured out.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much to Pac-Man Jones. Bet Online, the Pac-Man Jones Show. Thank you very much for jumping on with us. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to hit this real quick from the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Are y'all being told to rip on Luka, saying he's hard to build around? You guys realize we were just in the finals. All right, I'm not sure if you got what the point of that actually was. And first of all, we're not being told not to rip on Luka whatsoever. What the point was is if you just put him in a different scenario and you have to rebuild, I don't think he's difficult to build around. It's just tough from scratch when you're like, now you're going to go to a situation where there's no bigs. That is inherently difficult.
And your wing players are really bad defenders. He's awesome. He's going to win you 40 to 60 games as long as he's healthy every year. He's the built-in cheat code that you're always looking for. I'll give you an example. Jalen Brunson is not a superstar. Jalen Brunson cannot carry the New York Knicks to a championship. He's great, and he's going to help that team win 50-plus games, and they're going to maybe make a run in the playoffs. Too bad he's not Luka. He can't do it. Teams are always like the Houston Rockets. I don't think they have a superstar either. Jalen Green is great. Sengun is great. They have a great team. Unfortunately, they don't have a superstar, so they're probably going to eventually lose in the playoffs because of that. You have the cheat code that only 5 or 8 teams have in the NBA, and I'm probably too high on the number 8. So, kind of like Pac-Man.
That Delta 8.
When you look at Luka, I think this. He is a very difficult superstar to build around. You need that guy first. But when you look at his deficiencies, you're like, all right, we need at least one big guy, if not two. They need to be athletic, and they need to be able to, on pick and roll, go up 14 feet in the air and hammer it home. Mavericks found two of them. They're not easy to find. You found two of them. You need wing defenders that are very athletic because Luka is not going to play defense for you. So those guys need to be wings, athletic, and probably very good at knocking down three-point shots. And if they're not, they need to be like stud physical guys like P.J. Washington. P.J. Washingtons aren't easy to find. They're easier than finding a superstar, but they're not easy. So it took a lot for the Mavs to build what looked like a great team around Luka. And then they're like, now that we've built the great team around Luka, we're done with Luka.
You've already heard some of the voices. D&M Leasing brings us the chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Higgy, I'm great. I'm just busy getting these texts from Nico on my talking points for the show, so sorry if I'm a little distracted.
How
are you?
I'm doing good. Somebody said you must have been annoyed by not knowing where Pac-Man was going to go in that interview. I just looked at some of the ideas I had, and I was like, well, these aren't going to work. And then you just roll with it and go whatever direction the conversation's going. That's part of the fun of this job.
Yeah, no, you guys did great. You know, it's sometimes unpredictable, and sometimes it could get awkward and weird when a guy doesn't have the longest answers or he says unpredictable stuff, but that was gold.
Yeah, he wasn't boring. That's a key thing there is,
man, he was not boring.
You hate the dry and boring guests. You get somebody like that, and you're like, oh, that was fun. You
know? It's kind of like interviewing Jay Novacek, where you got to have a lot of questions and be on your toes.
Yeah, I could see that. Did you guys go to the media party last night? Were you trying to watch Mavs? Are they dead for you, to you forever? Watch any Stars? How did you guys break down the evening?
We media partied it up, so we were there for, I don't know, we might have closed it down. I can't remember what time we actually left.
11.
Right when it closed.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, perfect. So we
last
we
call.
Down.
We were there.
I'll tell you what can be fun about Mavericks. Don't look at any box scores. Don't know any score about anything anybody did. It is fun when you come on the show and you're like, tell me what they did.
I did check out after the first quarter. Like, the first quarter ended as soon as our show got done. They were trailing, and then I would get the updates, but I really wasn't paying attention to what was going on in the game at all.
Corey, I just want to check. Are you allowed to tell your Sean Merriman story on air or probably not?
I mean, we talked with Sean Merriman last night. Last night.
Did you tell him what you did to him?
I didn't. But last
That's
night.
That's what I want to know.
I was at a bar, a Bourbon O bar, and we were watching this jazz singer sing, and she was amazing. And she was a knockout, too. And we could, like, I was just like, wow. She was lights out, if you will, Kevin.
Yes.
And so I just happened lights to, Adrian, we were getting ready to leave, and Adrian went to the restroom, and I looked out the window, and I saw Sean Merriman. And I was, and he's walking up to the lady, and he's talking to her and chatting, and I just wanted to go say hi to my friend Sean. So I was like, oh, yeah, we talk to him all the time. I'm going to go say hi to him and let him know he's coming on the show tomorrow. And then as soon as I said, hey, you need to check her out. She's amazing. She walked off. So I feel like I broke the moment where maybe he was having a conversation that was leading further.
Oh, no.
He told me that he thought maybe she was a boxer. So he was trying to get see if she wanted to come in and be part of that as the great Jane Slater walks up
sure
to the
booth. Are you sure that's what he said? Maybe she was a boxer? Are you sure all of those words and versions of those words were in the right order?
No, maybe not.
Okay.
I don't know. But yeah, but I hope that I didn't destroy something for him, is all I'm saying. You know, if there's something going on, you know, I don't want to be that
guy. I imagine he's quite the boxer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, MMA training right there.
Yeah, that's a big dude, man. He is a giant. I'm not a lot of people make me feel small. That guy makes me feel small.
I'm surprised Jane, as she's taking a selfie with Walt right now, doesn't have the light out. Yeah, yeah. That was basically my obligation last night, is I was the photographer for Jane. Because we lost Bobby.
Now, by the way, she asked if we're on, and when we said yes, she goes, oh, because she's like, surely this nonsensical conversation would not be on the air right now. Oh, we're live, Jane, from Radio Row, courtesy of Stella.
Tim just looked over. He's like, don't we have better people to put on this show? We see her every week. They're like, ratings, they just turned off.
No, everybody loves you, Jane. We all
What's
do.
What's up? How are you boys feeling today?
Busy.
Good. We just interviewed Pac-Man Jones. That was
a
fascinating adventure.
Was that?
Yes,
how many
it
twists
was.
And turns did you go on that adventure?
At least five.
All of them.
I love that for you.
Starting with the very first question was, what's your favorite city? And he said, Florida. At which
well,
point,
I knew that was going to go somewhere, but you didn't tell him what was your favorite spot in Florida, did you?
No.
Yeah, I can only imagine where that would take you.
I did ask the follow-up question.
Tampa?
Any specific place in Florida?
He
said Fort
Lauderdale.
And he goes, oh, you meant city. Okay.
When you said city, you actually meant
when
city.
When you said city, you meant city.
But Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what an aura Pac-Man he has.
So much aura.
Jane, what's your big assignment this week? What's your big thing?
What's your one big thing?
Yeah.
Close your ears, fans.
Okay.
I got the Eagles.
Oh.
You should have seen Jane just looking into Dick Fangio's eyes.
Seriously,
as
dude.
He was explaining football.
What did you call him?
Excuse me?
It did sound like you called him D. Fangio.
I thought you called him Richard.
Yeah. No way.
We got a correction.
We would never call
allergy problems. Dick
I was like, Mike, you'd love it. When I was like leaning in, I was like, tell me more about defense. It was honestly... I was so impressed with him and their offensive line coach. I mean, you can see why their players play for them. Just, the offensive line coach told a story about how he's getting ready to go on vacation, and he got a call from Howie Roseman. He's like, I need you to go check out this player. And it was Jordan Mailata. He's like, nah, man, every year I go on a vacation, I'm out. And he's like, I need you to go. And he told, like, a 10-minute animated story of, like, he was doing whoosh and whoosh. And he was just so excited about him. And I'm like, God, I would totally play for this guy. And then Vic Fangio is like so old school. I just listening to him talk about, you know, with Patrick Mahomes, he said this is a guy that's been here, what, 7 or 8 times? And they haven't been able to beat him just one way. And just I said, are you excited then? Like, as a guy who's been doing this for decades, he's like, are you a masochist? Just the fact that Mahomes keeps him up at night and just... You know, the youth of the Eagles group, I mean, Reed Blankenship and talking to Cooper DeJean, they just don't seem like young guys. It's just, it's a really, they've got an identity and culture that I think is really fun to cover. And it started this season when I was with them in Brazil.
If you had to guess, what do you think's coming up on G-Bag today?
A lot of interviews.
Yeah, you're old as always, Jane. Thanks for asking.
Do you want me to go help you grab some guys?
Yeah, let's grab some guys. That'd be awesome.
Let's grab some guys.
We got Paige Spiernak coming up at 220.
Did you see him perk up for like he was? What about Colleen Wolf?
We have no. I mean, Colleen's a big Eagle fan.
We're howling for that Wolf.
Yeah, I bet you are.
But do you believe in the purity of why they're seeking these interviews?
Because, I didn't book these.
Because they actually think that these... Here's what I will say about both of those women. Very attractive, but very smart, high football IQ. That's what I do appreciate about our network.
I mean,
like
some very
of these,
talented
Some of
individuals.
My friends could literally talk circles around some of the guys.
Agreed.
Cynthia Freeland, you get her on here. You guys...
Do you think Spiranek will correct Walchuk on a Dick Fangio question? Do
you
think
said she'll go, hey, you said Vic. His name that way intentionally?
Dick Fangio.
Okay.
Did you say Spiranek?
Spiranek?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Spiranek.
Yeah, it's
wow,
Spiranek.
I did Spiranek or Spiranek.
I do research before.
Holy moly.
We have guests on.
Spiranek? I'm proud. Spiranek. Yeah. You're nodding. Which one?
You need to ask her what she thinks about some of these up-and-coming girls that are trying to, you know, copy the blueprint.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. She's a tastemaker.
It was like Paris Hilton invented the selfie. She invented the...
The golf
the
swing.
Hot golf chick.
Yeah. There you go. All right. One more reason could I possibly give you to roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece.
You
make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
What?
14?
14?
See ya.